Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back clairvoyant medium Sue Breen, who says that she is a natural-born clairvoyant medium and from an early age was aware of spirit around her. She came from a housing estate in Surrey, England, and her family was working class, who originated from the East End of London. Spirit has stayed with her throughout her life, even at a time that was very hard for her, struggling through abusive relationships, going through divorce, being made homeless, and other things. She's accepted it as a learning process in life and to have empathy for those clients who come to her for readings. She has the ability to see, to hear, to feel, and sense, and in many cases is able to give evidence of how loved ones have passed over. She is available for private consultations, and I'll be giving you her website in just a moment. And for work, either from the client's home or her own, or she can do it via Skype. I will say this, she does it at a very spiritual price, so check out her website, which is theclairvoyantmedium.com. Now, clairvoyant, for those of you who don't know, is spelled C-L-A-I-R, V like Victor, O-Y-A-N-T, theclairvoyantmedium.com. And I encourage you, if you really want to get into it, to contact her, because today there are many callers and you're just going to get brief readings. It's not going to be a session. So, and Sue says she's not a fortune teller and will only give what spirit chooses to give her. So, with that being said, let me welcome Sue.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Sue. Sue, it's a pleasure to have you back again. And I'm always curious, I don't remember if I asked you before. You say that from a very early age you were aware of spirit around you. How did it first manifest for you?
Well, my very, very first memory, I was actually still in my cots, or crib. You call them cribs over there?
Right.
And I remember seeing a spirit man coming towards me, and as I put my hand out, my hand actually went through his. So I was still a baby. That's my first memory that I remember. My family, you know, being from the East End of London, working class people, you know, they weren't really sort of into the spiritual side of things. I'm not saying that they weren't spiritual, but, you know, it was a time then, I mean, I'm getting on a bit now, it was many years ago, it wasn't something that was really spoken about, you know, so I wasn't taken seriously, and, you know, I used to go and stand in the kitchen behind the back door and hide my head behind the back door, and so that I didn't see anyone. And my father used to say to me, you know, your head is going to be like a cone shape if you keep doing that. Because they didn't believe me.
Well, it must have been difficult to have these gifts and have a family that couldn't understand and may have judged you. How did that feel to you as a little child?
Well, I think, to be honest, that, you know, when I was eight, I was about 8 years old, and my grandfather, he came up the stairs and along the landing, and he came into my room and he sat and chatted to me, spoke to me, saying, you know, that he was always going to be around me and so on. And the next morning, I went downstairs and my grandmother was there, and I said, you know, where's Granddad? And they said, he's not here. And I said, he was here. I said, no, he's not here. I said, I saw him last night. I was talking to him last night. And my grandmother said to me, what was he wearing? And I told them. And apparently the day before, he'd had a brain hemorrhage. And he'd passed that day.
Oh.
So he'd come to me. Talk to me, and that's when they started to really believe.
I see.
Yeah, that I wasn't just speaking to invisible people.
Well, that must have been a bit of a relief to you. And that sounds like a very poignant memory to have. How did you feel when you learned that your grandfather had passed? What given your associations with spirits that had crossed over, did that make it any easier for you to accept death?
Yes, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was much easier for me to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But although, having said that as well, you know, sometimes people, my daughter, for argument's sake, she's been to a funeral today. And it was a friend of hers that was 43 that had passed. And, you know, she phoned me and she said, Jay's passed, Mum, you know. And she's really, really, really upset. And I said to her, you know, you've really got to look at it, sweetie, that he's not in any pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I don't know whether I come across as being quite cold about it. But it's just something that I've accepted.
Yes, yes. Well, that's different than being cold.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not to say that other people might not perceive you that way, but that's their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel, you know, that it's part of, if you come into this world, lovely, you're going to be leaving this world, and that is just the way, you know, I look at it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say to me, or when spirit people come forward, and I actually say to a client, you know, I've got somebody who's passed before their time, okay? Meaning, you know, that they've passed when, like Jason, passed very, very young, 43. He's not even halfway through his life.
Right.
Okay? So my friend said to me, how can you say that they've passed before their time when they pass when they're supposed to? And I said, no, the way I look at it is it's the intention that we all live to a ripe old age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to me, if you pass before your time, then you passed young or even 60. That's before their time.
Yeah. Yeah. I
agree. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. It's just the way that, you know, I phrase it, if you like. Some people, you know, pick their own little phrases that they say, but that's one of mine.
I like it.
Thank you.
Well, we're getting more and more callers, so I think we better call lines.
Okay.
Not going to be able to get to all of you folks. Sorry. And just because I haven't talked to you yet personally doesn't mean you're not going to get on. The ones that I've talked to will definitely get on. And please respect the fact that we don't have a lot of time. So if you have questions for Sue, I assume they can ask questions at a later point, Sue?
Yes, they can.
Just one question, please. So our first caller is Wendy, and Wendy, you're live.
Hi, thank
Wendy.
You. Very, such a privilege to meet you, Sue. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, lovely. Can I help you in any way at all?
Yes, you may. I'm currently employed. I'm on a very brief leave. Hopefully they'll call me back to restart next month. Is the name of the company at Centene. It's a medical insurance call center. However, Sue, I had a big hour-long telephone interview last Thursday with United Health Group for a very similar job, and they said I should hear back by the end of this week from the hiring manager. Do you feel that United Health Group is going to offer me a job, and would I have longevity there?
Okay. I want to say to you, lovey, that I've got a gentleman that's stepping forward for you, and I know that he's connected with you. I do want to say that I feel that he's very much a grandfather figure as he comes in, okay? This gentleman, as he comes forward, he's telling me that there is going to be something that will be coming forward for you, lovey, and I feel that there's going to be more of a challenge for you. There is going to be more responsibility that does come in, all right? It's like a step up on the ladder that's coming forward for you. I want to say to you that it will be long term, but I do feel that there will be a short term contract that comes forward, but you will be given a permanent one. It's like you've got to prove yourself, all right? You will rise to the challenge, so, you know, please don't think that your capabilities aren't as good as they're looking for, because your capabilities are far higher than you give yourself credit for, all right?
Well, yes, but is it with United Health Group, and that's a direct hire job opportunity?
Right. Symbolically, he is actually showing me a medical center. So I want to say to you that I feel that this is something that will be coming forward for you.
Okay. All right. I just don't know if it's with the health group or another company.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, whichever way that you go, Sweet, whichever way that you go, there will be more responsibility that is coming in for you. Financially, I know that you will be fine. I know that you're going to be fine, all right? But I do want to say to you as well, okay, he's putting his thumb up here, so I do want to say that I feel that there is either this, what was it, medical health care?
Medical insurance in a call center.
Medical insurance health care. Okay. He's putting his thumb up here. And that means to me it's a yes.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you, ma'am.
Okay, no worries, lovey. You know, I feel that by the end of the year, you're going to be in a totally different place. When I say a totally different place, I mean, you know, in life, all right? You will see things change before now and the end of the year.
A good change?
A good change, oh, yes.
Thank goodness. Well, that's all right. A relief. I've been through quite a trauma.
I know you have, Sweet. I know you have. Where does surgery come in around you? Where does surgery come in around you?
New surgery or old surgery?
They're just giving me surgery here, so I presume it's old surgery.
Oh, dear.
Old surgery, lovey. Not new. All right?
Oh, it's old. Well, I had major surgery on my right hand, on my finger, a year and a half ago. And three doctors said amputation. And I know my parents were screaming at me not to do it and from heaven. And I did not do it. And the doctors were wrong. Thank God I do not have cancer. And I did not bend under their pressure. And they reconstructed my ring finger on my right hand. So I still have my finger. So maybe that's what you're seeing?
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. He's saying that it's right that you did stand your ground as well. Okay? Go with your intuition, lovey. If you feel that something is good, you know, that the interview, for an hour's long interview, that's quite a long time. Okay? So I feel that you're going to be fine. You will be fine. Okay?
Okay.
And Wendy, we're going to need to move on, sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, David, and thank you. Okay,
you're welcome.
Guest.
Okay. Goodbye
thank
for
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Oh, God bless. Rose is our next caller, Sue. And
hi,
Rose,
Sue.
You're
hi.
Live.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. My question is, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Your love life?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Right. I'm being shown two broken hearts with you. You understand two broken hearts, lovey, in the past?
Yes.
Right, okay. I am going to say to you, lovely, that I know that you're not going to be on your own. All right? They are linking two hearts for me here, so I know that you're not going to be on your own. All right? I can't tell you when there will be somebody coming forward for you, but I am going to say to you that I feel that you know, there's either an introduction that will be made, either through a friend, okay, or a social event that will be taking place. They're bringing in a cake here, lovely. Would you understand either a birthday, a significant birthday, or an anniversary that will be taking place? And I want to say before Christmas time.
Okay. I don't know. Not aware of it yet.
I know that there is a significant birthday, okay? That to me is a zero birthday, you know, like a 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. They are talking about a significant birthday that will be coming in. It doesn't necessarily mean it's around the family. It can be around friends, all right? But they are saying that there will be an introduction that is made. I also want to say to you that I feel that this is something that will be very much on a friend's basis at first, and it will bloom from there. But, you know, they're the best relationships to have, quite honestly. All right? There is somebody coming in for you, lovey. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
It's just the way you said, okay. These things happen when they're meant to happen, lovey.
Right.
You know, and I know you've had broken hearts in the past, but learning lessons, okay? Don't go through the same thing again, all right?
Right.
Okay, be patient. It's coming for you. All right.
Thank you.
All right, lovey.
Thanks.
Have a lovely evening.
Thanks
you
for calling,
too.
Rose. Okay, God bless. Okay, I'm just waiting for the studio to do its thing. It's moving slowly. That was a lovely reading. I love that. Okay, Laura is our next caller. And Laura, you're live.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Laura. How are you,
lovely? I'm good. I was just wondering, anything that you spirit gives you, do you want to give me just a general whatever spirit gives you, or do you want a specific question?
If you have a specific question, Lovey, or you want somebody specific to come forward, then give me a name and I will ask them to come forward. I know that I do have people that are stepping forward for you. I've got a lady that's coming in.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Okay.
Whoever's coming through, I was hoping my mother maybe. That would be nice. Her name is Shirley.
Shirley. Okay. Okay. I've got a lady that's coming forward here, Sway. I know that she's very much on a mother vibration as she does come in. She's telling me that she's very much been around you. Very much been around you. She's talking about things being a little bit up and down for you at the moment, but I feel for the last year to 2 years that not everything has gone the way that you've wanted it to. All right?
Yes, that's true.
Where does the... Right, she's putting boxes around you, lovey. There's thoughts or talk of a move that's going to be taking place.
Because that's what I want to happen. I really do
right.
want to move.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you now that she's given me a front door key for you, so I know that there is a new house or apartment that will be coming forward. She's talking about a relocation, all right?
Is it I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's just giving me relocation here, sweet, all right?
Okay.
I really don't feel it's going to be far from where you actually are now, but I do know that there is going to be a move that will be coming forward. She's talking about 3 months. So if we're in November time, isn't it? That's November.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, she's giving me poppies here. And poppies here in the UK is normally around Remembrance Day, and that is November time. So symbolically, yes, she's giving me November. All right. She's talking about a new door opening for you as well, so I do feel that you're going to have to leave. Whatever's been going on around you, lovey, you need to be leaving it in the past where it belongs, okay? And she's quite specific about that, all right? There are official papers that are coming in, and I feel that these are contracts that need to be signed, okay? But she is talking about you not taking the first place that comes along. Take your time. All right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I applied for a contract yesterday, and then today somebody reached out to me about a permanent job, and it's a managerial position. So I thought that would even be a better position. So hopefully that one will pan out to be something really good for me, and then I'll get that. Maybe that's what she's trying to tell me. Take my time and not go with the contract.
Yeah. She's saying, you know, don't be impatient, okay? And don't take the first thing that comes along, all right?
Okay.
Because you will find yourself in a much better place. Where does, an education or study, where does that come in as well, lovely?
Well, there's some courses I want to take to learn some tools, software tools, and I've been thinking I would take those courses in October.
Right.
Can you ask her if those are the same courses that she's talking about, or if it's something completely different?
No, she's actually giving me certificates and diplomas for you, so I know that there is study that will be coming in. She's saying to me that you, knowledge is power, lovey, and the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you are. So she is saying, you know, start putting pen to paper, because that's what you need to be doing. All right?
Okay.
That's the old-fashioned way. That's the way they come forward. They show me the old-fashioned way, not on laptops and things. Put pen to paper. All right? And she's
okay.
saying, you'll be fine, don't worry. There'll be quite major changes around you, all right? Next year, I want to say to you, lovey, that I know that there is, it's going to be a very good year for you. It will start to come out on a level, okay? Your mother's, she's blowing a kiss to me to give to you, and she's saying to me, she's got a rose here, and she wants to give you a rose, and she's telling me to tell you, keep it near your heart, because that's where it's come from.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. I love
that. Lovely?
I love my mom.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
And she loves you too, sweet. She loves you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
What a blessing you are,
you're
Sue.
Welcome.
Truly. Thank you.
Oh. You're welcome, lovey.
Take
you're
care.
Welcome. No worries.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And
God,
thank bye-bye. You, David.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Moving on, our next caller is Faye. Faye, you're live.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Hello.
You're welcome.
My question
Hello.
Is birthing relationship and marriage.
Relationship and marriage. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Would you understand, lovey, either, well, right. I'm getting very mixed messages that are coming forward here. Okay. I want to say to you, sweet, that I feel that connected or linked to you, there's either been a separation or a drifting apart that has taken place. You understand this, lovey?
It has. Yes, yes.
Right. Okay. I have a lady that is coming forward here. I know that she's very connected to you, sweet. And I want to say to you, would you understand having an aunt or a great aunt in spirit, please?
Not that I would know of.
Okay. A great aunt would be a sister of a grandmother or a grandfather.
No.
Right. That's the level that this lady is coming forward in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's not so much who it is, but it's the message that comes forward, okay?
And no problem, that's okay.
As she comes forward here, she's saying to me, you know, that there has been difficulties that have taken place in the past, all right? She is talking about you moving forward in life, lovey. All right?
Okay.
She's also showing me a triangle here, so I do want to say to you that I feel that there's either somebody else came within the relationship or something else, either work or travel or something similar to that. You understand somebody coming in? Yes?
Right. Somebody coming in,
now,
but the person I was with, his work, he's very good at his work.
Right. Okay. All right. So you understand something else coming in, which would be the work. All right.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, lovely, what she's saying is it's free will here. You know, if you want a relationship that is going to work, then you need to have somebody that is with you, that's willing to be with you, to give you or to meet you halfway, all right? It's very nice to have a career and money coming forward, but, you know, when you end up being a work widow, which is what you are, all right, or which you, that's what you were, all right, she's saying it's a choice that you have to make. I do feel that there is...
But the work with... Go ahead.
No, say it. That's all right. Say what you wanted to say.
Regarding the work, talking about my work or whoever I was with, his work?
His work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay, I just want to say to you, Lovey, that as she comes forward, she is saying to me that there is going to be, there's a time that you actually need for yourself, all right? You may not feel this at the moment, but she is talking about you needing for you to like yourself, all right? Before you can settle, or give 100% or 50% to somebody, it is you needing to like yourself. And I am going to say to you that I feel at the moment, you know, your self-esteem is just a little bit down, okay? It's something that you need to bring up. And the right person will be coming forward for you. Maybe it's not what you wanted to hear, lovely, but that's what she's giving me.
Are you still there, Faye?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, Faye, thank you for calling, hon, and God bless you.
Thank
you. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah. Okay, we have another Laura, and Laura, you're live.
Hi, yes, Laura. Hi. I'm just wondering about what you see about career for me.
Career. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Okay. I want to say to you, Lovey, I have got a gentleman that is stepping forward here. And as he comes forward, he's telling me that you've worked very hard to get where you are in life now, okay?
Okay.
I do want to say to you, sweet, that I feel that there are going to be changes that will be coming in around you. But I don't feel that these changes will be coming in until he's taking me to next year, all right? To next year.
Okay. Okay.
He's talking about a door that's going to be opening as well. You have a father figure on the other side, please, lovey.
Yes.
You do, thank you. Okay, because, you know, as he comes in here, he's very much on a father figure side. He's extending hands out to you. I feel with him. He's talking about not being able to say what he needed to say to you before he passed.
We did say what we needed to say.
Would you understand him passing quite quickly? Sorry?
We did say what we needed to say, and he just couldn't speak at the time of his death.
Right, that's probably what he's trying to say then. Okay. You understand, I know that he was unwell before he passed, lovey, but you understand him actually passing, he's saying quickly, but I feel that he's passed peacefully.
He passed peacefully, yes.
Yeah. You know that he is very much around you, very much around you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's giving me a fragrance here, which I can't actually name what the fragrance or what the smell is like. But I want to say to you that when you smell the... It's either like a cologne or something similar to that. It's a really nice fragrance. And he's telling me that when he's around you, that you can actually pick up the fragrance for 2 or 3 seconds.
Huh. I don't notice that as much, but I don't notice that as much. I have, I guess.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
Your father's smoking life as well, please.
Did he smoke?
I've got smoke that comes in around me. Yeah.
Yeah, my mother smokes very much, a lot.
Right. And she's still here?
Yes.
Okay. He's talking about you coming in around her. Okay. He is telling me to tell you that there is a decision or a choice that has to be made. All right? And I know that this is around a work area.
Okay.
I know it's around a work area. All right? He's also talking about decision will be very beneficial to you. It will be very
okay.
beneficial to you. But I just feel that there's going to be a move, either another company or, yeah, there's something to do with either another company coming forward. There's definitely going to be a move that's going to take place, Lovey. Now, whether it's up the ladder
well,
or not, where you are, or
I'm
another
not,
company
yeah,
that's
I'm not
coming
working.
In.
Yeah, I'm not working
right.
right now.
Okay, then there is definitely something that is coming in for you. All right?
Do you have a timeline on that?
Hmm. Where does April come in? April.
You know, I'm not really sure. Now, let me just tell you,
Could there be birthday?
Yeah, my daughter's in April.
Thank you. Okay. It's taking me up around the April time. So that would be, 8 months' time? 6 months' time?
I'm trying to choose in between medical and, like, just working at my daughter's school.
Okay.
Do you get anything either way?
Well, I'll be honest with you. He's giving me medical. He's talking about
okay.
working at your daughter's school would be short term.
Right, right. That's exactly what
he's
I'm thinking
about.
About
that. Right, he's talking about that filling in for you to go forward. To do what you specifically want to do, all right?
Right. That
but
was
again,
what
I'm
I was just thinking
to
today.
Right, thank you. Okay, he's talking about it being quite important to you as well, all right?
It is.
Not that you have, you know, to prove anything to anybody else, but he is saying medical would be more challenging and it would be far better for you, all right? And it would be long, long term.
Okay.
So he's actually saying, you need to go for it, Lovey. You
right.
do need to go for it, okay?
See, I had to quit my school in between, and I had to move, and so there's not any schools around here, but I did find a school way
yeah.
far, so I would have to wait for a while to do that. So that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Right. He's talking about a celebration that's coming forward. Would you understand somebody having a baby, please?
You know what? I don't know. I have a 21-year-old and I have a 13-year-old, but I don't know about it. A baby.
He's actually bringing forward a baby here, and he's
well. I lost
the baby.
A baby.
Okay. No, this is a new baby coming in. He's bringing it in his hands, and he's bringing it forward. So I know that there will be a child that will be coming forward, Lovey. He's talking about children that have been passed to the other side, either through, you know, stillborn or miscarry. They are fine. They are with family and are being looked after. They are being looked after, okay? I know that I do have a grandmother figure that is here as well, and she's actually bringing forward a baby.
Yeah.
Would you know whether this child was a boy, please?
You know what? I had a girl. I had a stillborn daughter.
Okay. Okay. Right. Then I want to say to you, I know that the child that is coming in will be a boy. Okay.
Will it be my child?
No. This is connected or linked to you.
Okay. Okay.
It's connected or linked to you. It's around the family somewhere. All right. But there is a baby that is coming forward. Your child that has passed the spirit side, Lovey, you know, have no worries for her because she's been looked after. You will see her again, all right, but not for a very, very long time, okay?
Yeah.
And you will know who she is because she will grow on the other side.
Oh, good.
All right? Now, she's telling me that she does walk with you. She walks with you.
Okay.
She's also bringing two halves of a heart together, Lovey, and putting a sticky plaster on it. So I know that she's giving you the healing from the inside out. All right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You do know, Lovely, as well, that if your child had gone full term, that she wouldn't have been 100%.
I know. She was Down syndrome. Oh.
Right. And she's saying that's why she went home. That's why she went home. Okay? She's not Down syndrome now.
Right.
She is as she should have been. Okay?
Right. Thank you so much.
Beautiful girl. Okay.
All right. God bless.
Bless you, sweet.
God bless you, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye, lovey.
Okay, we have Michelle here. She's the last of the people that I talked to before the show, and we probably will be able to get one or two others on. Michelle, you're live.
Okay, Michelle.
Hi, Sue.
Hi,
how are
Michelle.
You?
How are you, lovey? I'm good.
Good, how are you? I was
I'm
just wondering
well,
if you see... I'm glad. I was wondering if you see any spirits around me.
Spirits around you, lovey? Oh, okay.
Any of my loved ones?
Okay. I've got a gentleman that's stepping forward here, lovey, and he's got a commitment ring in his hand. When I say a commitment ring, I mean a wedding ring. Okay.
Oh.
Now.
Okay.
Okay. I don't feel that you've lost a husband to spirit.
No.
Good. Okay. But I do feel that this gentleman, as he comes forward, I know that he is connected around you somewhere. All right?
Okay.
Okay. I do want to say to you as well that I feel that before, I don't feel that he reached old age. I feel that he passed before his time. All right?
Okay.
Now, as he comes forward, I don't know where the R name, there's an R name that comes in here as well. But I want to say that I feel that it's a longer name that is shortened. You know, maybe Robert to Rob or something similar to that, okay?
Okay.
But I know that, okay, bless you. Sorry, I'm just asking him. He's talking about you being quite open to spirit.
Yes.
And I do want to say to you that I know that there is two, he's talking two spirits that come in around you. All right?
Okay.
You work for spirit as well, lovely, because he's showing me a white light here. So I do feel with you that you do actually work for spirit one way or another. When I say work for spirit, I mean, you know, either being quite intuitive and being able to give people sound advice, or seeing or feeling spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I'm a nurse, so... And I
right.
always try to help everybody. I'm like a helper of the world, you know.
Yeah, okay. But you've also seen spirits that have passed as well, haven't you? People that have passed. And I mean passed to spirit side.
I don't know.
Yes?
I want to so much, but I don't think I actually have, unless it's been in dreams.
No. You know, there are people that come in around you. Okay. You work in a hospital, lovey?
Yes.
Okay. this might sound a bit odd. Okay. I don't like going to hospitals. All right? Not because I don't want to see sick people. It's that people that have passed are still in the mortuary or being held there until they go on to where they've got to go. All right?
Okay.
And I am going to say to you, lovey, that I feel with you, you do have a very, very white light around you, and spirit people can be attracted to the white lights. So if you've helped them or they see you as being able to help them, all right? And that is to
mm-hmm.
pass to the light, because quite a few people, it takes some time to pass because they don't know what's happened to them.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, if you feel that you have spirit around you, just ask them to go to the light. Or even ask them, ask spirit to bring down the light to them so they can step into it. All right? But I know
okay.
that you do have strange things that do happen around you as well.
What kind of
and that's where they're trying to... Well, you know, would you understand a radio or TV, the volume going higher or lower?
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I'm being shown a kettle here as well, so I feel that there are electrical things that either come on at home or around you, and you haven't actually put them on.
Yeah, and my car always locks when I don't lock it. Like, I'll unlock it, go to the car, and click, it locks right as I'm going to open it, like over and over and over.
There you
so
go.
Now I always carry
okay.
my keys because it makes me crazy. And I know I didn't
it's
do
awesome
it, and nobody's in the house.
Yeah.
So it's really weird.
That's all right. Yeah. that is the sort of things that they do. It is the
yeah,
sort of things they do.
Yeah, and my computer at work is always... Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to get
but
your attention,
nobody like,
lovey.
But nobody like my grandpa or anybody that I do know is around me, though?
Yes, your grandpa is around you. He is very much around you. There is also... there's a child that skips forward here around you as well. There's a little girl that comes forward around you, lovey. All right?
Huh.
I don't know whether this is a child that has been lost to spirit, that has stayed with you, but I do know that there is a child that comes in around you. I also have... Oh, right. Would you understand your grandfather, please? It's not making me look up to him. I'm sort of looking to him. So I feel that he was possibly about 5'8", 5'9". About average height.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know with him that he was quite solid. He was... he's telling me that he was well covered. Okay. That's like an that's a bit of an English phrase there, but that's how
does
he's
that
talking
mean,
to
like,
me because
a little chubby. Is that what that means?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He was cuddly. He's telling me that he
yeah.
was cuddly. All right. Okay.
Yes. Very.
He's talking about. You know, this is him that's playing games with you as well. It is him that's playing games with you, all right?
Okay.
Tell him to stop it.
It's kind of funny, though.
Tell him to stop it, lovey. Yeah. Okay. You know, he's talking about Christmas time being quite a special time. Not just because it's Christmas, but I feel that there's either something significant coming around that time or there is a significant birthday, passing, or anniversary around the December time.
Hmm. Okay.
If you don't understand that at the moment, lovey. Right. Hold on to it because, you know, this is something... I can only give what they're giving me, and he's talking about December time being quite significant, all right?
Okay.
All right. He's blowing a kiss to you, lovely.
That's nice.
He is blowing a kiss to you, okay?
Okay.
Big hugs. All right, lovely. I want to leave you.
Thank you
with
so
you.
Much.
No worries, sweet.
Thank
no
you
worries.
So much.
You're welcome.
Take care, Michelle.
You too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry to have cut you off. Okay, folks, we're going to take one more caller. And I would encourage you to go to Sue's website, which is theclairvoyantmedium.com. She does do readings via Skype, and she's very reasonable. And she also does past life regression, but you can check out the services that she offers. And again, the website is theclairvoyantmedium.com. So the lucky caller we're going to is from area code 303, and you're live. What is your first name?
Oh, boy, that was in the nick of time, wasn't it?
It was.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Sue.
What's your first name, hon?
My name is Allison, and I also, I'm a first-time caller, talker with you, Sue, so nice to meet you and listen to you.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you, too, as well, lovey.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there anything specific that you want or somebody that you want to come forward?
No, whoever needs to come forward to help me make some life choices at this time would be a gift.
Okay. Straight away, I've got a lady that is coming forward here. As she comes forward, sweetie, she's very much on a mother, grandmother vibration as she comes forward. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Your mother's still here, lovey?
No.
She's on the other side. Okay. Right. Right. Okay.
Okay.
As she comes forward, she's telling me that she's very much been around you. There's an echo on this line as well. Okay. She is telling me that there are major decisions for you to be making.
Yes.
Okay, bless her. She's saying to me that when she passed the spirit side, lovey, she wants to say thank you to you for being there for her.
This isn't my mother. This isn't my mother.
That's not your mother?
No, absolutely not, no.
Okay, would you understand this to be a grandmother figure that's coming in?
No, no, I wasn't there either.
Right, okay. Okay. As this lady comes forward to me, I know with her that she was possibly, I'm not very good with ages, so I want to say to you that I feel that she was very much in her 50s.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Would you want?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Right.
I'm. I. No. Uh-uh.
Okay. No worries. Right, I'm asking Mum to step forward. Right. Would you understand apologies that come to you?
That depends on who they're from, I guess.
Well, I've got a mother figure that is stepping forward here, and she's giving me apologies to give to you.
Yeah, that would make some sense, yes.
Right, thank you. Okay. She's saying to me that children don't come with instruction manuals, lovey, and you can only do your best for them, right? I do feel with her that the apologies are coming forward because they are very much needed. Where does the five connection come from? Five.
I'm not sure.
Are you one of three?
You know what?
Are you one of three?
I am not, no.
Okay. I'm sorry, lovey. I just don't feel that I'm making a very good connection here, so I'd rather just leave it.
Okay.
Okay? I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
No worries.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, David.
Yes. Do you want to take one more, Sue, or do you feel like you're done for the day?
What's the time, sweet?
It's 2 minutes of 11 your time.
Okay.
Either way, it's fine, hon.
Yeah, no, I feel that I'll leave it for now.
That's very good. That's good. And
you know, if I'm going to give a reading, I'd rather give something that is relevant, and that connection was not very good.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that happens that way sometimes. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Sue. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, David, as well. And thank you for the invite.
My pleasure. Me. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except our own. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.
Good night.